Hi, good morning. First of all, I haven't said you hit me, so I'll speak to Mika about how did that discussion. So, second of all, it all started off with Mika saying that my son is an abusive person. I haven't spoken to you about this, but it's really wrong and upsetting that you speak to the children about an email, a very inflamed and incorrect email that Amanda has written to you, and that you, the first thing you would do is to speak to the children about that instead of discussing it with me. And this is where this whole issue lies. It's the way we talk about each other in front of the children. And to be fair, you do a lot of wrong talking to the children about me and my life. At no point have I discussed anything, any of my feelings, any of my views that may inflame or affect how they look at you, because I want them to look at you through their own eyes. But you constantly bring in a lot of things that you feel and that you think into the children, and that's affecting them. So thirdly, I do read and I do speak to people, friends and professionals. I'm being completely honest about my relationship. Okay, so there are different opinions about this, and ultimately I need to do what I believe is right. The only time they'll have a problem with a new relationship is depending on how we portray that relationship. I spoke to Kara for a long time about this. He doesn't impose himself on the children at all. And like I've said to you so many times, he may be around the house a lot, but it's when the children are not there, and he's very respectful of that. He's never in their face, he never tries to engage with them unless they're interested. And I do not bring him around when the kids are at home. At night time, yes, because he's sleeping and they don't see him anyway. So we all manage this differently, but it all has a huge impact when the other partner is constantly telling the children that they're going to have a fucked up childhood and their future relationships are going to be bad, just because there is another person in their life. That I don't believe in. It's how we handle it. If you had another partner in your life and they found that difficult, I would make it easier by saying that that's okay. She must be a really lovely person. If your dad has chosen her, it means that she must be a really nice person. And it's nice if you have another person in your life, a loving adult, who will also care for you. And if she's respectful and she doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, she's not rude and she's not ignoring you and she's not demanding all of your dad's time, then that's not a negative. This is normal, okay? I wouldn't go around and say that he hits women and that they are going to be messed up for life because there is another person in their life. That's just wrong. And that is what is bringing a lot of negativity into our household. It's the guilt that they feel, that they feel like, oh gosh, what is Papa going to say now? When we tell him that Mason is in the house, he's not going to like it. Or, Mommy, are we supposed to tell him that he's in the house? And I always say, do whatever you're comfortable with. If you want to tell him, that's fine. Blame it on me. Okay? Say that it's Mama who wants him in the house. We don't want him here. If you're happy that he's here, tell him. But if that makes you feel uncomfortable, because you think Papa's going to be upset, if you think you're okay with him being here, then don't say that. I never force them to stay or do anything. I always tell them, do what you're comfortable with. Because this is a really stressful situation for them, trying to manage your emotions, my emotions, the guilt of being in between. If they are not bothered that he is around, then they feel guilty that you may be upset with them, that they are not bothered. And Nora this morning had absolutely no problem. There was not even a talk about him being in the house. Her main issue was about her being nervous about starting school. And that was the main reason to why she was upset. Nothing to do with Mohsen. But she feels that she needs to portray this unhappiness because that is what's expected. Okay, so it is a lot of confusion here. And I feel like I'm a 43-year-old woman who are constantly being scrutinized and judged. About what? Am I killing someone? I'm in a relationship and I'm managing the situation as sensitively as I can. I'm talking to them. I'm making sure that he is around when they are not around. I'm introducing him slowly because I need to know whether they get on. Okay, I'm not in a fling. If this is going to be a serious relationship, I'm not going to introduce them to him in 3 years' time when I've decided that we are going to get married and they have no choice in the matter. If they don't get on, or if he can't deal with children or they can't tolerate him despite exposure, then there is no relationship. Okay, you may handle it differently, but this is how I do it. And the fact that people are spying on me and having opinions about my adult life, it is insane. That is abnormal. Who are they? Are they my parents? I've spoken to my parents about this situation. Their opinion matters to me. Who are these people on the compound that reports back to you? If I was in your situation, I would just tell them, fuck off. This is my family. This is the mother of my children. I'm dealing with it. Who are they to interfere in my life or in your children's lives? So yes, I agree. There are confusions here, but I'm not a bad person. I don't think you're a bad person. We're all doing our best in a very messy situation. But don't come and point fingers at me that I'm scarring or damaging my children deliberately because I'm being selfish, because that's not the truth.